Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. This interview is brought to you by Burn Up Coaching and our 21-day challenge. If you're an entrepreneur or a high achiever, you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed, or you're just not tapped into your real potential, then the 21-day challenge is going to reignite your passion and self-belief so you can succeed like never before. You'll dial in your long-term goals, you'll be able to break it down into bite-sized steps, and then you'll dive in to what are the daily habits, daily actions, the 20% of the activities that you do that produce 80% of the results, and then we'll hold you accountable to make sure you do those. We'll have daily accountability and weekly deep dive calls to make sure that you are firing on all cylinders. Okay, so super excited to be running this 21-day challenge. If you're interested, send me an email, chris@beyourgps.com, or message me on Facebook and let me know you're ready for your 21-day challenge. Looking forward to taking you through your 21-day challenge and helping you achieve your biggest goals and dreams. Next up is the iTunes review of the week, and it is by... let's see who it's by. It's by Unlimited Beliefs. And Unlimited says, helpful, usable content. I really like this show. The content is so helpful because it's told through the story of the guest, which is relatable, and it's easy to plug in and use, as well as inspiring along the way. Tune in. Thanks so much, Unlimited Beliefs. If you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes, and you can leave us a review there, or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store and give us a review like that. Thank you so much in advance for doing that. I appreciate you. Next, we're going to be introducing this powerhouse, Haley, in just a second. Before we get to that, though, I want to remind you and encourage you to come with a piece of paper and a pen, because Haley's going to be talking about moon cycles and being audacious, right? And really tapping into who you really are. So if you're ready to master that or really dive in deeper into that, stick around through this interview. It's going to be fire. Haley's going to bring the absolute best for you so that you can keep showing up as your GPS. So make sure you stick around and let us introduce this amazing woman. Haley Lusk is an astrologer and success coach committed to helping you dive into the world within you. She believes that when you heal, you awaken your most audacious self and who you really are. Her deepest intention is to help you connect to how divine and magical you are. By combining the ancient wisdom of the cosmos with modern business, you'll connect to the guidance within you and the light and light the way for others to do the same. Her philosophy integrates the deep wisdom of both science and astrology, helping soul-driven entrepreneurs build a foundation of spiritual leadership, step into their prosperity consciousness, and create revolutionary change in their lives and business. Everything she does and creates gives you the tools to stay in alignment with your highest and grandest path. She'll help you become the leader of your life and forge new paths to freedom and the life that you absolutely deserve. And Haley is here with us to rock the house. Are you like stoked to bring this heat, Haley? I know you are.
I am so ready, Chris. Let's do this.
Yes, we're doing it. You're now live on Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. Thanks for being here, Haley. And we're going to dive right into the question of the day, which is about making 2019 your best year ever. How are you doing that? And how can us as an audience do that as well? What would you recommend?
Well, my intention for 2019 is adventure. Ooh. I feel like in 2018, I've been really focusing a lot on divine connection. And mm-hmm. I feel like I've achieved that through my podcast that I have, through my Instagram, through coaching. Mm-hmm. And I'm really working on paving new paths to freedom in 2019. And mm-hmm. I have some behind the scene projects, but also I'm working on taking on more clients. And I think that meeting new people is really an adventure in itself. So yeah. I'm really excited to approach the new year.
I love it. I love it so much. And really like that adventure mindset. I love that stepping into it. I love how you know the focus, you know the word, you know what you're creating for the year. And throughout the year, you'll be able to determine, am I on track or off track with my adventure commitment, with like having your soul feel adventurous, having your, you know, your business and your life experience that like commitment. You know, for me, 2018 was the year of nurturing, right? I was like, okay, I'm going to make this year all about nurturing my relationships, my soul, myself. And, you know, I manifested the woman of my dreams. My business has been thriving, really like loving what I do, you know, like a passion and a purpose that I get paid to do what I love is so amazing. So I love the power of setting that declaration and adventure. Your year is already filling up with adventure, Haley. So thank you for sharing that. And for everyone listening right now, figure out what's your year, what's your word, what's your focus, what's your intention, and start living your life through that lens. It'll transform your life forever.
Yeah, I really agree. You know, I think adventure is really about embracing uncertainty. Mm. And I was reading about, you know, we think that certainty is really where all of the gold is. We think, oh, I get a steady paycheck. Oh, I'm going to be fine if I have all the things lined up for me. Mm. But that doesn't create any room for possibilities. And it's actually where uncertainty, we get to approach limitless possibilities. So yeah. I think that adventure is really my word.
Amazing. I love it. I love it, Haley. So tell us a little bit more about the stand that you are for your clients, what your clients come to you for, what you stand for as an astrologer and a success coach. Tell us about how those worlds mix together.
Yeah, so what I really stand for, what my clients come to me for, is I find that a lot of women who are entrepreneurs are really juggling so many different things, men as well. But it's really about tuning back into the cycles of the earth and your natural cycles. I think it's really important because we get really caught into this hustle mindset. And we think that in order to help people, we need to take on more projects, we need to do more. But it's really about tuning back into the natural progression of how life is created. And so I kind of combine them by using the four cycles of the moon. And we go through this process every month. And through astrology, we also go through each of the signs. So I use the wisdom of the four cycles and the zodiac signs to really help my team, my people, my sisters tune back into really what they want to accomplish, really overcome these unique challenges that each of them have. Oftentimes, I find their challenges are not knowing how to really balance their day-to-day life. And I think it's really about just listening to our intuition and coming back in. So I just really try to help as many people as I can do that.
That's beautiful. I love it. And I love the word you said there, balance. You know, a lot of us are so out of balance. A lot of us are so just trying to do. And we don't let the lean into balancing as in like stepping away. Like, okay, I did. How do I step back? How do I let the gestation process happen? How do I let the seeds that I've planted and watered and nurtured like sprout fruits while also saying, okay, well, how do I keep making sure that I'm planting? How do I keep making sure that I'm watering and nurturing? And it can be a very, very fine line, interesting dance to be able to achieve that, you know, like to be able to say, hey, I'm a top performer, top achiever. I'm going to create my reality and like produce, right? While also saying, and I get to take care of myself because I know when I do that and love myself, like that's when all the magic and you know, blossoming and the fruits really come as well. So it's like, I don't even know how you do that.
Exactly. So that's what I help my clients with is, you know, everything has a cycle. We have our cycles. We have the four seasons. The day has a cycle. So I try to help these women who come to my door just really tune into where are their projects in these cycles? Where are they at in their lives? What do they need to do to really center into their intuition? Like you're saying, I love that you talked about the planting of seeds because that's really about these moon cycles as well. Is the new moon is you can't see the new moon. It's dark. And that's really this fertile time. Not much is happening. You don't see these things happening. You don't see that plant that you have planted is really doing much. But so much is really happening beneath the surface. And that's really honoring this time where the ideas are coming. You might not know exactly what's happening. And then moving into the next stage of the moon, it's really a time to realign. As this plant is blooming, what do you need to do? How often do you need to water the plant? How often do you need to tune into this little baby that you are nurturing? And then we move to the full moon, and this is really a time to get visible. So now you see the plant, now you see the fruition of what you planted, and it's really a time to tell everyone about your plant. Hey, I'm growing this plant, you guys. And just get out there. So it's that full moon, and really celebrate all that has come up until this point. And then we have the next phase of the moon in between. And this is the time to release all the things that have been out of alignment for you on this journey. Release pick all the weeds out of your garden, things like that. So this is really just the natural cycle of how we grow. And if you're an entrepreneur, you treat your business like your baby. You treat each project like your baby. And so I just really try to bring people back into this natural process and progression, because, you know, in that very first stage of the new moon, when the moon is dark and we are not feeling like much is happening, we really need to make space. We can't be hustling and striving. We really need to listen to our intuition, listen to ourselves, so that we can allow the things that we want to come into our life. Because most of the time, I find it's not about all the work that you're doing. It's not about the hustling or reaching out to everybody on Instagram or liking all the tags or whatever. It's really when you allow the opportunities, like you and I, Chris, our relationship, to come to you, that you will see the most abundance happen.
Wow, that's so incredible. And it's like, it's built into the universe, you know, these natural cycles, the moon, seasons, different things like that. It's like, it's built in. So it's best that we become aware of it now so that we can ride that momentum and take actions or non-actions in alignment with whatever is optimal, whatever is the flow, whatever is the energy, so to speak. There's certain times where energy is like, go create, go do. And there's certain times where it's like, release, like you said, you know, it's like, get rid of things, clean, you know, heal yourself, nurture yourself, whatever that might be, pull out the weeds out of the garden and just like, you know, tend to things. So I think it's amazing. And Haley, we're going to get into your journey and how you got to this point of empowering people, because this is amazing. I'm super stoked about this personally, because this is something I have not studied at all, and I'm going to learn a lot, and I know everyone who's tuning in will learn. And before we get to that, this is the first GPS game. It's the 15-minute mark. So if you're in the Facebook Live audience, go ahead and tag 3 people in the Facebook Live in the comments, and then share this to your profile, and you'll get entered into a drawing to win a self-help book for the day. Go ahead and tag those 3 people right now, share it to your profile, and you'll get entered into that drawing. So Haley, let's go back into the journey and talk about those obstacles that you face, the wisdom that you gain to be this powerhouse astrologer plus success coach combined into one. How does that happen?
Well, like we were chatting on the phone before, it's definitely been a unique journey, as we all have something very specific that we can share with everybody. And I am a pro starter. My journey really started when I decided I was tired of working the 9-to-5, and I felt like I was super burnt out. I didn't feel joy. I had no creative outlet. And so I got on Etsy and I started selling jewelry. And pretty soon I was also making macrame, and I was also doing all these other things. And I just felt like I didn't know what my purpose was. And I spent a lot of time starting projects and not finishing them. And it's only once that I realized that my mindset was the thing that was holding me back. You know, 50% of businesses fail, they tell you in business school. And I really believe that this has to do with your mindset. because we create our reality. So if you don't believe that you're going to make the sale, whether you're in a product or service-based business, then you won't. You have to believe with complete certainty that you will be successful, that you are deserving of the life that you desire in order to help and reach more people. So I did not have the mindset. I was in a toxic relationship. I was in many toxic relationships, actually. And I really felt like all my energy was depleted. And I didn't really feel like I was helping anybody. I was really...
Good question. How did you get into those toxic relationships? And how did you know that they... How did you discover that they were toxic?
Oh yeah. Well, what happened was I wanted to, you know, running a jewelry business or a macrame business, it's really a lot of work. Yeah. You know, creating products is a lot of work. And I felt like I didn't have any of the energy to do so. So when I started looking into what it meant to be an entrepreneur and what it meant to be an empath, I'm super highly sensitive. I started learning really about energy work and about where you really want to be putting your energy to. If you're an entrepreneur, where do you want to be focusing on? And I felt that all my energy was like leaking into my relationships. All my energy was in my relationships. So that's how I realized that I did not want them anymore. You know, I feel like your relationships need to be symbiotic. They need to be balanced. You need to really feed each other, and that's when you can grow and thrive. And I really felt like somebody was trying to like pull me out of the ground all the time. It was abusive. It was toxic. It wasn't benefiting me. So.
Wow. That's incredible. So you found out you're in these toxic relationships. You start disassociating with them, creating boundaries and really taking care of yourself. How did that evolve with your business?
Yeah. So what happened was I started learning about energy and about how to maintain my energy, how to elevate my energy, everything involving energy. And that's when I really started learning about moon cycles and about astrology. Hmm. Astrology is just the language of intuition. And really, that also has a lot to do with energy work. We really need to tune into how we're feeling and what our needs are. And that's how I started learning how to apply moon cycles to my business. And I spent the next year doing so. Mm-hmm. And over that time, I found my business to start thriving. Mm-hmm. And I started to share this message with other people. And they really resonated. And they really felt like it wasn't about, you know, making all the products or trying to make all the money, because at the end of the day, you're going to feel depleted. Yeah. And it's the same with a relationship. You know, whatever you're giving your energy to, it's really important to evaluate where you're at and to look at how can you most benefit yourself and serve other people as well. Because it's only really when we feed ourselves and we are in balance that we can help other people. So
what were some of the like challenges that you had when adopting this mindset of using the moon cycles, using these different rhythms and seasons? Like, where did you get stuck along the journey of applying and implementing and seeing the results from them?
Yeah, I think the hardest part for me was the phase of not knowing. Hmm. So that new moon phase, like I talked about, that's also the beginning of a project when you have some inkling of an idea, but you don't know quite what's going to happen yet. Or that could be also if you're a woman and you have a monthly cycle, that can be when you're on your period. Hmm. And so those times I had such a hard time relaxing. I had such a hard time not working. I was a workaholic and I was totally burnt out for the rest of the month when I didn't take that break. And so I just kept going and going. And then what happened was I got really sick and I had problems walking. I was going through a lot of grief because I had ended those toxic relationships and, you know, they're really addictive. So I was grieving this relationship and these people in my life that I had let go of, I was grieving this old Haley. And it was really hard for me to lean back and just allow. And so at some point I was forced to, because I was having problems even functioning physically. So I really learned that lesson of knowing and listening to my body and its wisdom.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And it's like, I've heard that there's a payoff and there's a cost to like every action, right? And so there's a payoff to being in those toxic relationships, which is, you know, the payoff is it's comfortable. The payoff is, you know, it's what you're used to. So it's easy to stay in it. The payoff is, and then like the cost is like, maybe there's toxicity. You're depressed. You're, you know, these people hurt you emotionally or even physically. Some people are in those kinds of relationships, you know, but it's important to get clear on what those are, the payoffs of staying there, staying in the relationship, but also the cost. And when you're clear on those, then you could say, okay, if this is the payoff of staying in the relationship, you know, I don't have to be alone, right? That's what a lot of people like. I don't want to be alone. I'm afraid of being alone. Then you get to create another opportunity to you know, deal with that, whether it's confronting being alone and finding out that it's actually not that scary, and some of the greatest insight and wisdom and self-discovery and love for ourselves comes from being okay with being alone, or maybe it's getting a different community. How do I get something that I actually want that's healthy for me? So I really, really love that you know, started discovering that to get yourself into a better place.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's why I started the Audacity Project, because it takes willingness to really look at ourselves. It's a choice. It's a choice to decide to live to your fullest potential. You know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I don't really put in all of my work into what I love, I still work a 9-to-5, you know, don't beat yourself up, because we all go through this process. That's the whole point, is having compassion for yourself so that you can really look at where you're at and really be who you want to be right now. You don't have to be that person tomorrow, or, you know, if you want to be somebody who is helping people, who is successful, who is making money, who cares for their family and their friends, whatever it is that you're wanting in 2019, you can be them right now. The in-between is an illusion. It's your ego. There's no difference between who you are now and who you want to be. You know, time is man-made. So just be that person right now and make the choices that that person would make. That way you can bring that person into your life, because you're 100% deserving of that. And I think that when you have compassion for yourself along the way in this process of becoming, you really grow and you help other people grow too. So I think that that's really the key here, is just by being you, you're serving more people than you really know.
Wow, that's so powerful. So how did you discover who you really are, and how would you recommend that we in the audience discover who we are and really stick to that? I was talking to Karen in the last interview about that identity. You know, how did you really discover that, and how can we do that? Would you recommend?
You know, I think it's just really about tuning into your light and doing some sort of daily practice for you, because it's really in that self-care. You think that not anything is happening when you're doing your daily yoga practice or your run or your journaling or your meditating, whatever it is that you do to really fill your own cup, not relying on anybody else to do so, is you feel like not a lot is happening, but so much is happening there. You're really watering.
Start all over again, and then spring is an opportunity to emerge, right? It's like that emergence, and then summer is, there's electric, it's dancing, it's fun, and then fall is like the darkness and winding down and really taking that opportunity to appreciate like what we've already created and go into this next cycle that's going to be created.
Yeah, and this is like, it's a pretty big concept if you're new to it. So that's why I do one-on-one coaching for it, because there's so many different pieces that go along with it where you can really harness each phase. And that's really the work that I've been doing for myself, and I've seen a lot of amazing results from it. And, you know, I'm not hustling or striving, you know, like it's amazing when you just really tune into that feminine energy. I think we all want that balance and that peace. And I think it's really about coming back to ourselves.
And my girlfriend's been saying it's supposed to be easy, you know, like if you're doing the right things, it's supposed to be like easy. It may not always like work out that way. Like you may have to do some hard things and like as much as possible, line up with that ease, line up with that simplicity, line up with just going with the flow. And sure, there'll be times where you need to sprint and stuff, but like, hey, it's like for the most part, the ease is like what we want to be aiming for and creating and affirming. So I really love that. And for people who are tuning in and they want to like really start understanding these different layers, because there's so many different layers of, let's say, moons or astrology or, you know, like nature, studying these different layers. How do we know where to begin? You mentioned, yes, working with you, and we'll tell people how they can do that at the end. But like, how do we start to really understand that and use that to our best to create, you know, like, is just set an intention? Is there, you know, any resources you can recommend to really start mastering this stuff?
Yeah, well, the first thing you can do, like you said, intention, is that's the new moon is really setting an intention. So whatever intention you want for the next month, just start with a month, because it's science. It comes around every month. We have a new moon, we have a full moon. It just goes around and around. So the new moon is when you want to set an intention. The waxing moon is when you want to align with your heart and your soul and make sure that that intention is really in alignment with who you are.
Quick question for moons and setting intentions for that versus like the month and the days of the month, like every first of the month you set an intention. What have you noticed with those two? I'm just curious on, is there a difference? Is one more powerful than the other?
I really feel like going with the moons is, it's really powerful because you're working with that energy. So you're really harnessing the energy of the planet, right. You know, like all connected, we're connected to the planet. And so this is also a great way to hold yourself accountable too, because yes, one month you have one intention, the next month you're going to have another intention. It might be the same, but you might pivot a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's really important to do that. That way you don't get off track.
Beautiful. So it's like really diving into the moons, because that's more nature, versus like days of the month is more man-made. But like they both have a kind of subconscious effect, you know, like moons and earth, it's definitely more powerful and like ingrained in our biology. And then also like the beginning of the month, quote unquote, is a good opportunity as well, because it's like conceptually, it's like, okay, if I want to start something new, I start at the beginning of the month. Like a lot of people do challenges for the month. You know, like for the month of November, I'm doing No Shave November, whatever it might be, right? Like, so it's like just understanding that at different tools affect us differently, different resources, different patterns. That's why I said like overlaying, you know, there's so many Chinese zodiac and, you know, like like so many different tools and resources and ways to interact with our reality, to filters. They're filters to see reality through, so that we're able to better deal with the information that we can use to help us grow and achieve happiness and fulfillment.
Yeah, I think that working with the cycles, to answer your question better, has really helped me, because I've understood now that time is, there's like no time. Like, right. It's just a circle. So like every day you're going to come to 9 o'clock or 2 o'clock the next day. So if you didn't get something done and you weren't visible in the afternoon, great. You have another chance tomorrow to do so. Mm. It's the same with the month. You have a chance every month to set a new intention. And I think that it's really helped me to break through these barriers that we set for ourselves around certainty and around time. Because I think that, like we were talking about, it's really about who you are in the present moment, and that energy of the moon and that circular time really helps you to not sink into all that pressure. It helps you to just understand that it's okay wherever you're at right now. It's okay to have compassion for yourself right now. You know, you're doing the best that you can. Most people are doing the best that they can. And it's 110% vital to honor your process, to honor your nature, because if you don't, you know, you're going to get sick, you're going to get burnt out, you're going to come down with some disease. I mean, not necessarily, but most people who are run down, you're more susceptible to those things, and you're not able to really care for yourself or the people around you or your clients or your business. And that's really where I was at. So it really helped me to flip the switch and just have more compassion.
Yeah, that's powerful. And I love how you say just like understand yourself more, because that's really what we're doing, is like we're learning how to do this thing called life. And I want to dive into how the studying the moons and stuff has really empowered you to kind of like, I don't want to say transcend time, but, you know, like get over that, you know, aspect and perspective, because a lot of people are limited and they're run by time rather than being the creator and saying time is just a construct. It's just an idea, so to speak. So I want to dive into that in a second. And before we get there, we're at the third GPS game of this hour, and that is to share your biggest takeaway from Haley and what we've been talking about in this interview, because we talked about a ton of gold. So go ahead and comment that in the comments right now and let us know what your big takeaway is from this interview so far. So Haley, let's dive right in to, you know, really understanding about how that difference is made, you know, difference in time, difference in seeing the world through understanding these different principles and layers that you've been studying. How does that happen for you?
For me, it really happened when I got sick. You know, I was like, okay, well, I feel like I'm on my deathbed here, when maybe not, but I was having problems walking. I was having like a lot of numbness. I was really struggling. I felt really sick in my entire body. And I think at that point, you really are forced to stay in the present moment and tend to yourself. You really can't give to anybody else then. So I feel like when that happened, I just broke through this needing to be in the future or needing to be in the past. Like I really needed to stay present. And
and it's like really, ding, be present. I love it.
Exactly. Be present. Because we're really the most powerful when we're present, you know? It's like your relationships, you don't want them competing with your technology, you know? As business women and men, we're on our computers, our phones, and it's really when we're present that we can learn more about ourselves and learn what we need and learn how to care for others. It's like you were saying, when we see that reflection, that's when we really learn. And I think that astrology also has really helped me to have a greater awareness. You know, I'm really about women empowerment. I'm really about self-awareness. I'm really about revolutionary change. And I think that those things really start from within. It's when we really look at who we are and what our actions are, because we can have the best intentions, but that doesn't mean that our actions are helpful. You know, that doesn't mean that our actions are doing what our intention is. It's really when we look at that action that we see who we really are. And I think that when you're present, you are more aware of those things. You know, are you being smothering? Are you being controlling? Are you getting angry a lot? You know, are you getting quiet when you really need to speak up? Are you worrying about the future too much and telling everybody about how worried you are? You know, it's really when you look at yourself from a bird's eye view that you learn how to grow. You learn what your patterns are. You learn how to move past that. And also, you have a greater acceptance and tolerance for yourself and other people, not in a way that you allow the people that you don't want in your life anymore, but in a way that you truly are of service. And I think that acceptance is so important. You know, like we all have our unique challenges, and through astrology I've learned so much about myself and understood how unique I really am. You know, there's a blueprint for who we are when we're born, and that's what I believe that we all have a destiny. You know, fate as it work here, you can deviate as often as you want, but I have found that I still come back to the same place no matter how much I fight it. So it's really just about being aware and having acceptance along the way, because we're all wanting to grow and expand. You know, if you're listening to this, then you are definitely one of those people.
Absolutely. Greatest possible self. You are becoming it if you're listening to this. So Haley, what I heard is that like intention isn't enough, and we really got to check in to our actions, check into what, how do we feel when we're doing these things, and like zoom out and reflect and be like, go through these moon phases and life phases and nature phases. And like check in, like start with the intention, start with, hey, here's what I want to create. And that's a great momentum. And then go out there and do the thing. And like at some point in the process, you got to zoom out and say, okay, is it producing the result that I want? Am I happy? Am I fulfilled? Am I, you know, growing into my greatest possible self? And that's a super important part of the process that a lot of people leave out. So there's the aspect of being present and like being in the moment. And then at times, almost like intentionally and purposefully zooming out, not necessarily being quote unquote present, but you're present in looking at your life. You're present in analyzing, like, where am I at? Am I going in the right direction? Am I making progress on my biggest goals and priorities? Is that what you would say you believe in, so to speak?
Yeah, I think it's really about alignment, right? Like, are you aligned with your intention? You know, that's why I was doing all these different things when I first started being an entrepreneur, because it wasn't really in alignment with me. You know, I would start making jewelry and feel like, maybe this isn't the thing. You know, my soul was like, no, this isn't fulfilling you. And then I started making macrame, and my soul again was like, I don't know why you started doing this. This isn't really fulfilling you. So I think it's really about getting into alignment with what do we want to accomplish? Like, who do we want to be? Have that intention. And then pivot when you need to pivot. Like, don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to say no to the people that aren't serving you, or no to the job that you really don't want. Or, you know, if you started something already, it's okay. Because like, when you're a millionaire or when you're quote unquote successful, nobody's going to remember that. You know, only you and your story, you're going to remember, but it's okay to make mistakes. And it's just about getting in alignment. You save so much time and effort when you just focus in.
So beautiful. So Haley, we're wrapping up now, and our audience wants to know, how can they go within? How can they master these moon cycles, the nature of their life, and really take action that's in alignment with their greatest possible self and continue their journey with you? How do they do that?
Yeah, I say the first step is to connect spiritually to yourself, however that is. You're going to want to resist and avoid it, but what you resist, you actually need the most. So just tune in to what your intention for the new year is. Make sure it's in alignment with you, and then take action. It's okay if you're not 100% sure. Nobody is. We're all just doing the best that we can, and just go for it. And then release all the things that are holding you back, whether that's, you know, a relationship that's not really serving you, or a job. You know, it's okay to just take a risk, because that's what audacity really is. And pay attention to the moon cycles and see if it serves you, because I have found it to be extremely beneficial in balancing my energy and balancing my time and my projects. And I think it could really benefit you too.
100%. And how do they stay connected? What's their next step on their journey with you, Haley?
I am a huge Instagram fan, so I would say head on over to my Instagram. You'll find me there posting daily. I also am working on doing Instagram TV and YouTube. And you can also go to my website, the-audacityproject.com, and you can schedule a 90-minute session with me where I'll go through your astrology chart, and I will work through the moon cycles with you, where we're at right now, and I'll map the whole next year so you can work to manifest the things that you want. Or even send me a message and see if ongoing coaching works for you as well. I think that when you have a mentor, that's really, we all need help. So getting a mentor can really help you to get in alignment quick, because we will call you out.
Yep, 100%. I love it, Haley. So everyone who's listening, definitely stay connected with Haley. Go to the-audacityproject.com. And how can they find you on YouTube and Instagram? What's your username?
My Instagram is at the_audacityproject.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And then YouTube, is it just search for Haley Less, search for the Audacity Project?
Yep. Search for Haley Less. You'll find me. My first video is going up today or tomorrow. So
Awesome. I love it. I love it, Haley. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom about these moon cycles, about nature, and just your perspective on being and becoming your greatest possible self. You're a superstar. And I'm excited to see what you create in the next year and beyond. You got so much coming for you. So keep up the great work. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I really love the work that you're doing. Collaboration is the most amazing thing that you can ever do. So reach out and support a friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Haley. I appreciate you. And we'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks. Have a good one.
All right, take care. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, BeYourGPS.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.